Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. We have a beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Toria, the other Chris, Leisha, Chris Lehman, and extra special guest Brandon Bell from the new film, Dear White People. He's sitting in with us tonight. And we are talking about reality TV, just in general, because we could not decide on just one show to focus on. There's so much crazy foolishness on television
right now.
Black
TV in general.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a trip. Reality TV is, it's
Honey Boo Boo. It's all about Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, she just got canceled.
Yeah, her mama was messing around, man, with pedophiles. Or like,
yeah,
something crazy.
Yeah, a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I haven't seen one commercial on that. They had bugs coming out of her foot.
Yeah.
Like a toe or some shit like
That's
that.
Mama June.
Bugs coming out of her foot.
They were actually
she don't care.
Out of
did
her
she
toe
eat it?
Nip.
Did she eat it?
She probably did. I don't know.
She does not care.
That shit was some nasty shit right there.
Oh, this is
they
just
were crawling out her toe.
I think for all of us, and I think the age range here is somewhere from like late 20s to mid 30s.
I can't wait to celebrate my 30th.
Me too, girl. Me too. This is a different society in regards to the kind of television that we grew up on. It was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago that was talking about the fact that Saturday morning cartoons no longer exist. So whereas kids used to get up at 8
yeah,
and
they do.
Turn on channel, well, turn on regular television, primetime television, that no longer exists. And reality TV has replaced a lot of scripted television that we all grew up on and watching. And we find ourselves falling victim to the guilty pleasure of reality television because it's so bad that it can be so good from time to time.
It's mindless, right? You can sit after a long day at work. You don't need your brain to watch any of it.
Yeah, you don't have to process.
It's not mindless when people get invested in certain connecting storylines. Like, wow, you really watched that show. Like, very thoroughly. Just like any other drama.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Comedy. Like, remember when this happened? Like, yeah, you said it.
Yeah.
Right.
And it seems like the most popular ones are the ones that feature celebrities or pseudo-celebrities.
Right, like the Braxtons.
Yeah. Very curious about these people's lifestyles and what they do on a day-to-day.
T.I. and Tiny.
T.I. and Tiny.
All the sisters.
R&B divas.
R&B divas.
Tamika and Shamika's. The Weave-mobile or something. They have a new one. Oh, what's
what?
The Shekinah? What's the little girl's name?
Yeah.
Shekinah and Tiny.
Oh, Tiny's they have, hairstylist friend.
She's yeah. They're hilarious together, though.
And they have some new one.
Hilarious.
Has this the Weave trailer or something? Weave on wheels?
Some
the Weave trip?
Bro, yeah. They're hilarious.
Well, you know, I was thinking about how when Real World started.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Real World.
It was like sort of. I mean, it was like a social experiment, but it was also like a learning experience. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, the first, it was like gay people on TV. Like, nobody really had yeah. that exposure at that time. So it was sort of like a new
mm-hmm.
way of yeah. like meeting and seeing people that you wouldn't come in contact with in your real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's obviously evolved and morphed into this now caricature of itself. But it's sad because there is, like, reality TV to me is like, you know, documentary. I mean, documentaries are, like, life-changing and can change the world. And reality TV could change the world if they took themselves
yeah.
seriously.
So,
but.
Yeah, there's so much garbage out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bad Girls Club, where they're scrapping, like, every episode just for no reason.
Is that still on?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like
oh
up to
God.
Season 213.
I'll be no way.
The girl, what's her name? Got a show. The one girl got a show off of that.
Yeah.
Remember the girl that was walking through that was like smashing pots?
I don't watch
yeah.
much. I'm not that deep in it, but I know of like the popular ones. That's yeah. crazy that that show is still
no, they,
on the air.
They got
that's
dating shows where the, some of them, yeah, you know, look for a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I. It's funny,
Bad
I thought,
Girls All Stars.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's funny. It's some certain. It's some certain show. Like Real World really started it, and then I can't think of dude's name, but he's the one who brought in the celebrity aspect. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, right.
When the Osbournes
oh, yeah.
hit,
came, yeah, that's true.
They were that first
celebrity
real celebrity, like, and it was like from that point, it was like, oh shit, I can extend my career being on television. And when he came on, and he was like a fool. I mean, just all, and you're like, wow, this was this Ozzy. I mean, I wasn't an Ozzy Osbourne fan. I wasn't a Black Sabbath fan. So, I mean, somebody who saw him when he was younger, you're like, this nigga, them drugs fucked him up.
Sliding around the house stuttering.
Yeah, and his wife.
I just wanted to know, did you ever understand him?
A little bit.
They had some
little
titles for a bit.
Yeah, they had some titles. And you were like, why they got subtitles for this? He got to feel like total shit. Mm, right. And but his wife blew up off of that. His kids blew up off of that. And then I think people, celebrities were like, yo, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll play
Bobby
this game.
And Whitney.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Flex and Shanice.
Oh, they have one?
What?
Yes.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's so interesting about those type of shows, Leisha, what you were saying about documentary, I think some of them try to propose themselves as being a little bit of that. So when we look at something like, I mean, Honey Boo Boo would be an exaggeration, but what's the one of...
Toddlers and Tiaras?
Toddlers and
Tiaras. That's scary.
Yeah. And then
oh, wait, she was on there? She was a toddler in a tiara?
Yeah.
What was the guy who made the racist statement, though, and then they shut the show down and then they brought it
dog.
Back?
Dog. Yeah, dog the
Duck
Bounty
Dynasty.
Hunter. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yep. Bounty Hunter. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Wait, go back. Honey Boo Boo was on Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah, that's where she came from.
Yeah, that's how she, that's her, that was her spinoff.
That's where
oh,
she came
from. Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, let me not talk. Honey Boo Boo was in Toddlers and Tiaras.
Well, you know, they clean up. She had all sorts of makeup, and she looks a little different. But not that she's like...
Oh, they moved into a big old new house.
And then when they took the makeup off,
then it was like
and when they took the makeup off.
They got paid.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
Mm-hmm.
But I never watched
it. I don't know. I thought they just found...
Do yourself a favor. At least see the clips of it.
Yeah, I know. It seems up my alley, but I just couldn't.
I just thought they found like a little hick family. I had no idea she was on Toddlers and Tiaras. Nothing about her reminds me of a toddler or a tiara.
Nope.
She was losing and got her own show. She never won.
She was that good.
I'm not joking. She didn't win. She did not win.
What was her? She had like some power drink. Her drink was like Mountain Dew and something else. She had like some power juice. It was Mountain Dew. It was Mountain Dew and something else. And you were like, what the fuck?
Mountain Dew and Pixie Sticks?
That little girl was backstage, just like turned all the way up, ready to go on stage. Go Go Juice.
Mountain Dew with Pixie Sticks.
Please, YouTube Go Go Juice. You'll be weak.
Oh my God.
That's the worst mother ever. And it's all the whole Honey Boo Boo group.
She made money. She put a child's phone up. Well, she is dating. It's hard now because she's dating a.
And he's supposedly molested her kid.
No.
Yeah.
Which one?
She has an older kid that she had when she was 16, I guess.
The one that already has a baby?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's supposedly
he molested
why they
her
were
back in the day or recently?
10 years ago. That's when he
oh,
went
so Mama
to jail.
Was
oh,
just,
the man that was on the show?
She's married.
No, this
that's
is
hilarious.
Like he, this guy that she's supposedly dating now, that's why they canceled the show.
Yeah, it came out like today, yesterday.
So first they said that he was a child molester. Then it came out that who he actually molested was her own daughter.
Damn. Then it came out that it was her brother.
Right. That's what's next.
Wait, you're stupid.
Wait a minute, so the dude... Wait, so the dude she was... The guy who's supposed to be the...
But it's
that's
so fitting
the man,
for the show.
The father figure in the story.
Yeah.
No, but it's somebody before him.
Yeah.
And then he just... She just,
like,
I guess...
Layer.
So she dumped that guy.
Oh,
supposedly.
Fuck.
But she just denying it, supposedly. But they canceled the show, so that's kind
of
hard.
Preachers of L.A.
Yeah,
and Preachers of Detroit is on the way.
Now you know.
I've never seen it. How is it?
That's coming.
Detroit, that's my dad's town. D-Town.
I'm
going
to make my prediction that
the one of
Detroit
Preachers
is the next Jersey, by the way.
Preachers of LA.
That's my prediction.
Out there all got
reality-wise.
Huh?
Okay.
Mid-box.
Well, they all have money.
Give it
I feel like with Preachers of LA, there's probably two that really come off authentic. The rest of them, it's
which
business.
Which two are those?
I, for some reason, I believe...
Are they known churches in L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah, these are like the
well
mega joints.
We should have a talk about that.
Yeah. Like, I believe the... What's the Pastor Ron, the one that preaches to the gangbangers.
Oh, he looked
like one of the Whispers. Yeah. With that thick ass mustache.
Rob Gibson. God.
I cannot with reality television.
For some reason, I feel like his story, it makes sense to me. It's definitely, for all of them, let's not get it fucked up. For all of them, it's a business. They've become quite wealthy in this profession. But he seems to actually have a genuine cause, going into the hood and to the projects, preaching to gangbangers and trying to convert them and all of that.
He still got a 6'4".
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
6'4" on Dayton.
He carries his heat with him. He lets you know in a minute. He's still very much a pastor.
Oh no, he claimed like he one of people like he jumped. He was jumped in and like
probably
somewhere fancy. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere nice.
And who else would you say? Who else would you think is legit on there?
Church is a business.
The couple, I guess the minister who we never really see. He and his wife.
Said, baby, how far
the ones that actually, the ones that seem
no,
like,
no, not the ones, say, absolutely no. Not. Right. That brother's
the
got
ones
him.
Who seem like they actually get down. Get down.
It's possible. With the help.
That's Dietrich Haddon.
I don't understand that at all.
He's a star.
Yeah.
But how do you have a baby's mom?
Right,
no, he has an ex-wife, and now he married the girl he had a baby
by. Oh, he did? He married
Is it really scandalous? Yeah. Pastor of L.A.? Do they go into like... Yeah. Really, they go deep?
Like Noel Jones? I see Noel Jones in a completely different light. So, okay, for those of you that don't know...
Side chicks?
My father...
The whole gamut?
Like,
no, he's got a woman that he ain't married to.
Yeah, like, she's damn near common law. She actually would be common law at this point. It's like a 17-year relationship.
Just been around.
Yeah. And see, okay, my father is an ordained minister. He used to come out here and preach at City of Refuge, and Noel and him are cool.
Oh, wow.
But you have when you see Noel as, like, you can't deny although his preaching is a little funny to me, but he's a dynamic speaker. But
Playboy!
I see it at this point, though, where it's like, it's so gimmicky and practiced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's a show. Mm-hmm. He lives, what, in Malibu?
Mm-hmm. He lives on the... Yeah,
he gets...
That's a long trip on Sunday morning.
Man, but he's not driving. He's not driving at all. He has a driver. What are you talking about? He's riding.
He making that kind
of like
paper.
A stretch Hummer limo he's taking into work.
Oh, my God. You're serious, too.
So serious. Yeah. He's been...
His whole family or just him and his...
There's no family. He's the brother of Grace Jones.
That's, yeah.
That big a whip, he's a real boss. No,
yeah. I've been wanting her to give come on the limo. Show so bad.
You know, she's probably so far removed from it. No.
If she has enough respect for herself, she ain't coming on that show.
Yeah.
For what? What's that going to do?
Wait,
me?
His
sister is Grace Jones.
Yeah, Noel Jones' sister is Grace Jones.
The Grace Jones.
Yeah.
Strong
Conan! Damn, that
Strong
just hit me.
J.
But he's been in the same relationship with this woman for 17 years. She was claiming it. He wasn't really claiming it. I don't know what's going on there. It just seems crazy. And then the other dude, McClendon, he's gay.
I don't know. I've only seen like part of one episode of that show, so I'm not familiar. But I was very surprised that one had a baby.
Yeah. He's so dramatic.
That surprised me.
Oh, no. He's going to get his
own
show.
He's a legacy kid, though.
Yeah, he's real popular in terms of he's a known like a singer, like gospel singer.
Oh, he
Yeah, he's real popular.
Yeah, that's where he's Kirk got Franklin his name. Than actual
but
bishop.
Honestly, he's the one who's going to get a spinoff show.
You think?
Yeah, because he seems to be like full on like, yeah, I'm on a reality show and I'm about to milk it.
But like for real ones, where they're like in the pulpit like, man, this show about to do wonders for me.
The show is about an hour. You see them in a church actually preaching.
Clean.
2 minutes. It's like one of those transition periods. It's like, hey, they do church. Okay.
So it's more about their like outside
their
life.
Personal
yes,
lives.
Okay, all about their life.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows them preaching for
they
like
went
a
on
second.
That website said, got it.
Yeah, and
it's humanizing the ministers.
But it's not in a good way. It's really just about
I can't wait to watch it.
There's more shown about
to watch one episode
their wealth than their actual what they do for a living. What they do for a living takes about 3 minutes, and they'll show about 10 minutes of them balling.
Eating
you're
shrimp.
Like, yeah, like, I'm in my whip, I'm in my Maybach.
I'm headed to Nobu right before Sunday school.
Right.
But that's what kills me is that people still follow them and give them money.
Right, because like, you do know churches are nonprofit organizations.
I know. No, it's crazy. I'm just like...
But that goes to show you the state of the mind of people. Like, yeah. They're so in need for something encouraging and something motivational that they're, you know, that they will close their eyes to that. Or they don't... Their eyes aren't even open to it. I won't say that their eyes are closed to it. Their eyes aren't even open to it because... That shows the state of the people, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about that in regards to like the scandal what happened with Eddie Long and how his entire congregation got behind him and was like, we don't care what y'all are talking about. We are behind our bishop. So people get very much, they get brainwashed into following the men.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They worship the men as opposed to like the word. But
you had like, I thought about that in the movie, The Book of Eli, where it was like that. That book, when he found out what what he was carrying was the Bible, he was like, oh, this is a weapon. Like, I can use this to actually command some power.
I thought that movie was
power.
So dope. I thought it was so dope.
And they do that, but yeah, that show is, I can't watch all of these. I will say, since we were talking about it, you had The Real World, and then you had Ozzy Osbourne show. The next show that particularly, and I have my question of which channel is running the perception of black women into the ground. I think VH1 is one is. But I thought about it. I was like, they really started it with Flavor of Love, where it was like, I'm going to bring...
The game show.
Hood classic.
Yeah, and you brought and you put the black woman, that stereotypical black woman, on camera. Bam.
And that's who our little girls
every show,
like.
Basketball Wives, Love Him, is based off that show.
But the white girl did doo-doo on the stair. She did that.
No, that's the black girl. That's the black girl that did that, right?
So that's kind of like the card to use if you're in an interesting situation with, you know, one of yours took a shit on television.
I'm going to spit on a shit and see what happens.
She sat down on the stair and took a shit and walked down the stairs.
What about
the one that
accidentally shit on herself?
YouTube.
And the character of New York. That's so funny. You think about that show, the fact that they probably auditioned all these girls and picked particular ones. That girl was an absolute reality star genius.
Oh, yeah.
She figured out exactly what she needed to do to make herself the standout person in that show.
I'm going to buy her album.
And that, that turned into a repeat performance on his show and a spinoff.
She did have a spinoff.
And she was the one who opened the door for the mamas.
Yes, because she brought her mama on.
Her
so the
mama, her daddy. I don't know. I was like, this is a.
Yeah,
her mom was.
But
I
that was
like
the beginning
she's scary.
Of the crazy
her mom's
moms
scary.
Coming on as part of the show.
Mm-hmm. I want to interrupt right now and just say thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Brandon.
I had a great time. No, it was a really good time. A lot of good topics. Congrats on this show. And for everybody else out there, watch less reality TV. Go support Dear White People. Send videos nationwide. Google it. Like, get a ticket. It's worth it. Worth it. So thank you guys very much. It was
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next time.
Yes. You should definitely come back.
Negroes in space.
Yeah, when Ascension drops, you got to come back and tell us.